just to have a bit of break, just turn to the person next to you, two or three people. Why is hope so important? And what are you hoping for? So three, I know some of you can take like 3 hours, but Woodley family, you want to move around or is okay? Why is hope so important?
Do you want a song or do you want to keep going?
No, I want a song. Yeah. Is that okay? All right. All right. You want to shout out? One or two? Joshua, Aussie Owls. Why is so hope so important? Okay. Why the state of hopelessness is so pretty much terrible? You know, scientifically, social people have said, you know, you cannot live without hope. Even one day, you can survive without water and all that, but without hope, mentally and mentally and emotionally, it's actually so hard. You know, people who are suicidal, they kind of feel really hopeless and helpless. You know, does hopelessness lead to helplessness? All right, who is brave enough to tell me what you're hoping for? So, Melanie always shared the hope she has for Strat. All right, anyone brave? Yes, Neil. So you're hoping everyone find Jesus. Does God hope that everyone will find Jesus? You think that hope will be realized? Hope is futuristic, isn't it? Futuristic. We've not seen yet, but we hope. All right. So I'm going to talk about hope. Last week, if you were here, we talked about faith. We are called to live by faith and not by sight. I believe as a Christian, we are called to live in hope, not with hope, in the anticipation and expectation that something good is going to happen. So opposite of hope is kind of fear. Fear is that something really, really bad is going to happen. All right, we're going to have the first slide, please. I was asking God about biblical hope. Mm-hmm. Now, you have a thing about it, okay? Hope is having optimal possibility every day. Do you live like that? I like to say I'm a man of hope because I've gone through so much rubbish in life, so much trauma, but I always get up like, yeah, this day will be better, like today. I'm without a walking stick. It's been going on like 3-4 months. But unfortunately, it's not fully... Anyway, the hope is it's getting better. Stop at that. All right? So I want to address that we're called to live in hope, not just with hope. With hope means accompanied, in hope, in the anticipation, in that zone where any good things is possible. Why? Because our hope is in God. Our hope is in someone who say, I love you. Next scripture, next one. All right, okay. Maria and I were discussing what's the difference between hope and faith. So this scripture suggests that faith, hope, and love are three things or three virtues that will continue in our life. It's like really, really substance of our walk with God. But I want to put it forth first that love is actually the source of our faith and hope. So without understanding God's love, there's no faith. All right? So faith is believing in something. But for us, it's believing in someone that is tangible. That is tangible. So faith allows us to say, God is real. God is real. I can trust God. Hope is, like say, futuristic. It's an anticipation, expectation. Something good's going to happen. Not too far away. It can happen today. That's why living in hope is so important. Hope we can't see, but we hope. Next one. All right. This guy is a scientist. And he has a TED Talk about the science and the power of hope. It's quite interesting because he also put it, hope is a belief that your future is better than today. That's why you get up. You're kind of like, okay, yesterday was lousy, yucky. You know, I really, really struggle with it. But you get up this morning, you're kind of like, okay, it's going to be better. All right? So he basically defined it as hope is a way of thinking. It's a paradigm. So biblical hope is a way of thinking, you know, because obviously he's a scientist. He will not talk too much about faith. Where else we kind of like, okay, it is faith. So we're called to live by faith and not by sight, not by the common sense, because we know what is unseen is actually more important than what is seen. And what is seen will lead us to trust God because the unseen is more powerful. That's what faith and hope is. Next script, next one, please. So I want to run through some scriptures because in Paul writing to Timothy, he asked him to faithfully read the scripture. So I'm finding more and more, rather than preaching, giving you my idea, is actually let the scripture speak for itself. There's intrinsic power in the scripture itself. We just rest on it, meditate on it, we will get things out of it. And Melinda is going to be my reader today.
Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for. Hebrews 11:1a. Who through him are believers in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are in God. 1 Peter 1:21.
So there's quite a lot of overlap between faith and hope, all right? So I think we don't need to separated too much. So even discussing with Marie, all right, so you kind of like now faith is the substance or assurance, you know, the goodies, the meaty part of what we hope for. So does that mean faith comes first or hope comes first? So Marie and I can't agree. All right. So I would, my point of view would is, you know, you need to trust to have hope. Or Marie would say, no, you hope for something, and therefore, because you hope for something, you trust that that hope will come true. So whatever you go for is fine. But the basis of all that is love. Without love, we really can't trust. Without love, we don't hope for the future. But because love is such a big substance, because love casts out all fear, you kind of like, he got this. I can trust him. I can hope that this situation will pass. I won't be stuck with it. That's why who through him are believers in God. So that talks about faith. You believe in God. You have faith in God. And it talks about, you know, raising Christ and gave him glory. So our faith and hope rest in God. Next scripture. All right. So this is a big one. But this one is a highlight, Jesus, Holy Spirit, love, faith, hope, all together.
Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have obtained our introduction by faith into this grace in which we stand. And we exult, rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only this, but we also exult and rejoice in our tribulations, knowing that tribulation brings about perseverance, and perseverance, proven character, and proven character, hope. And hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit who was given to us.
So hope does not disappoint. And this scripture reminds me of James 1:2, where it says, can you count it pure joy when you go through trials and tribulation? Because the testing of your faith is really, really good, because you will get perseverance and endurance. Similar, isn't it? Similar aspect, as in, you need to grow in your faith. You need to grow in your hope, because that will put you in a good posture, you know. And in James it says, if you lack wisdom, ask God. So we will go through tough time, and this thing is basically, yeah, you will go through tribulation. So the word exalt, you know, is actually rejoice. Rejoice when you're going through tribulation, because you will be testing. Where do you put your hope in? You know, I was asking, what are you hoping for? You know, if you're hoping to get a better job and all that, or are your hope in Christ? So that's what this scripture talk about. And then it talk about the love of God who has been poured into your heart. And it is that solid rock of love that we can put our hope and our trust and faith in God. All right? So you need to know where your hope comes from, because I believe in our time, 2024, a lot of Christians actually don't know the Word of God as much as they know about the Word of God, which is they hear so many podcasts, listening to this, but don't really know how to meditate on the Word of God. So that's why I bring out scripture to say, it is in there. This is so solid. If you really get it, you're like, okay, whatever happened to me, my hope is in Christ. Nothing bad that happened to me, I'm going to shake away from my trust and faith in God. Next one, please. So, I'm going to run through quickly. Our Christian hope is a living hope. Basically, it doesn't die. It grows, is alive, and it keeps growing. It's the anchor of the soul. The soul is where we get bombarded with things in the world that really, really shake us in our feeling, our mental. But this hope in Christ is an anchor. Keep you still when the storm comes, when the wind is so wild, you stay still. Now, this is another mystery, the hope of glory. It's not just this stage that we're in. It is this stage that will continue and we have the hope of glory. It's a mystery. And it's very powerful and overflowing hope with peace and joy. So I'm just going to run through some scriptures. So the first one. Next, please.
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to obtain an inheritance which is imperishable and undefiled and will not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are protected by the power of God through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time.
So again, interlinked with faith and hope, all right? The power of God through faith for salvation. And this is the living hope, all right? I think a lot of time I read it, I kind of like, okay, it's quite obvious, but sometimes you too have to meditate and read it. So the main thing is, we have a living hope. You have a living hope. So whatever hard time is, realize your hope is never dying, is never negative. Next slide.
We who have taken refuge would have strong encouragement to take hold of the hope set before us. This hope we have as an anchor of the soul, a hope both sure and steadfast, and one which enters within the veil where Jesus has entered as a forerunner for us.
So this scripture talks about why we have hope right here, right now, that can anchor us in our soul, sure and steadfast. It's because of what Jesus has done. That's the whole scripture. We put our faith in Christ, and Christ has gone through all the yucky stuff, and he penetrates, as in go through the veil, and is in the heavenly places, holding us on while we're on earth, and he's saying, we have to hold on to this hope that is heavenly, so that whatever we go through on earth, it will be sure and steadfast. So there's an interaction between the heaven and earth, because our hope is not on earthly things, but on what Christ has done. So therefore, it's a heavenly hope that we put our anchor on. All right? That's why we can take refuge in it. We can have encouragement in it. It's so hard to live by faith. It's really so hard to live in hope. It is hard because we are surrounded by circumstances. Everything we see, you know, the war in Ukraine, the war in, you know, and then inflation and all that. If we just see on the horizontal, it is actually hard to live in faith, by faith. But we always have to look to unseen, look at the heavenly and say, we are not born again, just for this earth. We are born again as a pilgrim. We're just passing through. That's where our living hope is. Next scripture.
That is the mystery which has been hidden from the past ages and generations, but has now been manifested to his saints, to whom God willed to make known what the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles is, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
So the application of this scripture is to understand once you are born again, your identity is wrapped with Christ. So it's Christ in you identity, which means when you fail, when you sin, you kind of like, who is sinning? Is it a born again Christ in me identity? Or is it the flesh? And is the flesh dealt with? If the flesh is dealt with, I've been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live. And this life I live by faith in the Son of God who loves me and calls according to my purpose. Then that Christ in me identity is your hope of glory. So therefore, when you receive that and you live by faith and you live in hope, you will say then with Paul in Romans 8, there is now no more condemnation. All right? So the condemnation like, you say you're Christian, look at you, you're still mucked up, you still sin. So you can say by faith and say, yeah, I sin, but you know what? Christ's blood, Christ's nature covers all that. That's why I have hope for glory. So you live in hope like, okay, this is no big deal. When you're tempted and you sin, you kind of like, okay, I confess my sin, Christ sends me. So you don't live in condemnation. You live like, I just mucked up a bit. But it's the Christ identity, that's how you live in hope. That's how you live by faith. And the mystery is we have Christ's identity in us that one day we will be glorified as Christ is. So as Christ is, so I am. That is living by faith and in hope. Do you get that? Very powerful. If you get that, you don't go through any days with condemnation. Next one. Next. Yep. All right.
Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing faith, so that you will abound overflowing in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit.
I like this scripture because that's how we should live, with full of joy and peace and hope. All right. So I'm going to pray, but we'll finish off with this scripture to understand that, don't jump ahead, Joshua. Yeah, so whatever state you're in, I pray today you know your God as God of love and God of hope. And it is by faith in believing that we have joy and peace. Romans 14:17 talks about the kingdom of God is not about eating or drinking, but about righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. So when we allow the Holy Spirit to rule and reign in our heart, then we do not succumb to the flesh. We don't really have two natures. I know some people say old self, new self. You really only have one true spiritual nature now. It is in Christ. So Christ do not share his glory or his nature with another nature. So living by faith, living in hope is that way. I no longer live. That's what the Bible says. I no longer live. I live by faith in the Son of God. In fact, the Son of God is the one that lives through me. I'm just a vessel. I'm just a channel that he allow his life to live through me. And Christ do not sin. The Holy Spirit do not sin. We still succumb to the world, the devil, and the flesh. But truly, truly, the nature of Christ in us is the uniqueness, the expression of God in us. So let me pray, and then we'll sing a couple of songs. Now may the God of hope fill you all with joy and peace as you continue to believe. The key word is continue to believe, to have faith, to have hope in God. That you will abound and overflow. As you abound and overflow, again, it's like a vessel. The hope just keep coming in, and it just overflow to others. That's the impact of hope. You bring hope wherever you go by the power of the Holy Spirit. So wherever you go, you carry the presence of God, where is love and hope and faith just diffuse out to others. So Father, we thank you that today you just encourage us again to live in hope, not in ourselves, not in the things of the world, but in you. So we ask for your blessing. Will you fill us again with all hope, with joy and peace, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Can I invite you to stand as we sing a song called Cornerstone?